Gemara Makot. Masechet Makot has been donated anonymously in honor of Morris Dweck, Sammy Esses, Yaron Mizrahi, and Tuvi Asis for their endless work for the Kahal Kadosh, Bet Yaakov. May Hashem give them continued strength in order to serve the Kahal and the community, the Shem Shamayim, in good health and prosperity and shalom. Amen.
Daf Tet Vav. Today's daf is being studied in Mishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tehi Hanu Megalei Dinamen. Today's daf is being studied for Asher Lema Dina Batzana. El Mer Fana Lama Fata Nefesh Ulfata Gul Fata Gada Bala Bore Chen Yirason Ben Omar. And when we begin today's daf on Yedalit Amud Bet, we are starting from two lines from the bottom. Last words on the line are Amar Rabba Bar Bar Hanna Amar Rabbi Yohanan Kol Lo Ta'aseh Shekedamo aseh lokin alav. Okay, that's the whole story in itself. Rabbi Hanan teaches us a rule. We know already there's a concept called lav anitak la'aseh. Lav anitak la'aseh is a lo ta'aseh that can be fixed. A person that says, don't leave over from the korban. Lo totiru menu ad boker. Ta'me menu ad boker, ba'esh tesrofu. So any lav that you can fix by doing an aseh, don't leave over. You left over, you transgressed the lot aseh. Fix it. How do you fix it? Burn it the next morning. That's called a lav and itak la'aseh. And the law is by a lav and itak la'aseh in lokin alav. There's no malkut on such an item. Why is there no malkut on such an item? Now she's going to explain over here, because normally malkut is the punishment for the lot aseh, right? Mm-hmm. By doing the aseh, that's the punishment. The aseh is the punishment for the lot aseh. Yeah. Instead of getting malkut, reparate it, repair it, fix it. So that is the onish. Good. Now that's a classical case of lav and itak la'aseh. The lav and the aseh. The lav comes first. First you have to transgress, and then you fix it. You cannot do the aseh without transgressing the lot aseh. But you can't burn it unless you left it over.
Right.
So the lot aseh comes first, and then you fix it through a aseh. Good. That's a classical case. Now we're introducing today a new concept. We're talking about a case where Rabbi Yohanan says, Kol lo ta'aseh shekedamo aseh. This is a case where we have one mitzvah, we have an aseh and a lo ta'aseh, both. But here, the aseh precedes. Which means, say it like this, not only does it come first in the order of the Pesukim, the aseh comes before the lo ta'aseh, but it's possible to fulfill the aseh without having to do the lo ta'aseh. Which means it's possible to do one without the other. In the classical case of lav and itak, you have to do the lo ta'aseh first. None. And you can only do the aseh after you did the lo ta'aseh. You burn it after you left over. When the aseh comes first, so this is so bad, we can do the aseh even without having to transgress the lo ta'aseh. It stands on its own. In this case of Yohanan says, indeed you do get malkut on that. Look at the Rashi now. Let's read the Rashi on the bottom. Very key Rashi for the sugya. Kol lo ta'aseh shekedamo aseh. That means any lo ta'aseh that is preceded by an aseh. Lokin ala. Ha'atad ha'shme'ina. Da'afidu leman da'amar. Even according to the opinion that says, lav anitak la'aseh en lokin ala. Even according to that opinion that says, lav anitak doesn't get malkut. Kedetanya. Lo totiru. Right? Don't leave over from the korban. But notar tesrofu. Ba'katub diten aseh. Achar lo ta'aseh. Lomar. She'en lokin alav. Shinitaka katuv ta'aseh. The Torah attached the aseh liyot onsho shelav. That's where she's learning here. It becomes the onesh of the lav. Instead of getting malkut, do the aseh, that's the punishment. V'tekuno, lomar, lo ta'aseh kach bimasita. But if you did do it, aseh zot mipater. Do this and you'll fix it. Vashmi'ina de Yohanan, hani midi ba'aseh ba'achar alav. She'en ata yakol lekayemo ela lachar avera, averat alav. That's only talking about an aseh that you can only fulfill after you made the sin. Aval aseh shekadam et alav, but an aseh that comes before, ve'ata yakol lekayemo kodem averat alav, a type of aseh you can do before without having to commit alav, en ze nituk alav. Ve'afilu tekayemenu achar averat alav lo neftata min hamalkut. Which means even if you do the aseh after the lav, since you can do the aseh without doing the lav, such an aseh doesn't fix the lav, and therefore this case over here is not lav any tak, and therefore this lot ta'aseh that you do get malkut. What pam? This lot ta'aseh that you do will be subject to malkut. Why? Because such a lot ta'aseh is not fixed by the aseh. Because the aseh is able to be done even before you did the lav. We'll have to see examples. I know it's hypothetical. The Gemara will give us examples. Okay. Comes the Gemara answer. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Comes the Gemara answer. Amru lo. So other people heard that Rabbi Yochanan made such a statement. They heard him say that you get Malkut on such a case. So they went to him and they said, Amarta? Did you say such a thing? Did you indeed say that you get Malkut on such a thing? Amaru lo. He said, oh, I never said it. So, Amar Abba, Ha'iluhim Amra, what are you talking about? He made a shivua, I swear I heard it, that he said it. Not only that, which means by saying lo, it means he retracted. He said, Hazar, I retracted, I changed my mind. You're not going to get Malkut. So, Rabba Baruch Hu, what are you talking about? He held it, not only did he get Malkut, Uchtiva Vitanina. And it's written in the Torah, this concept that you get Malkut. And already it's affirmed in the Braita. How? Here's the source. Ketiva, it says the Pasuk, Bishalechu min ha-machane. It says you have to send out of the machane all sarua, vechozav, all people that are tame. Velo yitame'u et machanehem. And they should not be metame' the machane, the mikdash. Now here you have an aseh and a lot aseh. The aseh is what? Get the guys out of the mikdash. Anybody that's tame', throw them out.
Mahanehem is mikdash.
Yeah, the mahaneh, mahaneh shechina. The mahaneh. So first of all, it says what? Vishalihu. Send them out. And then what does it say? Velo yitame'u with mahanehem. Tanina habal mikdash tame'. And what does it say? It says that if a person comes into the mikdash, tame'. That's what it's talking about over here. So therefore, what do you have? You have a classic case over here that the aseh comes before the lotaseh. Look at Rashi. Ketiva v'tanina matzinu katuv lo ta'aseh shekedamo aseh. You have the aseh coming first. V'tanina ra'aleh delokin. And it says in the Braita that indeed you get malkut. V'lo sagi lebekiyum aseh tanina ha'ba el ha'mikdash tameh ka'ashim debe'ilu el ha'lokin. Our Braita we had, or our Mishnah, we said elu hen ha'lokin. Remember our Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek? One of the things that was lokin was what? A guy that goes to the mikdash tameh. So you see that what? Even though the aseh came first, because first it says, get him out. And then it says, don't go in tameh. So that's the case where the aseh came first. Now, and it says you get malkut. So the Yohanan was right. What did he retract for? Now, before we go further, this needs to be analyzed. I agree, chronologically, the aseh came before the lot aseh. Which means, the aseh of get him out from the Beit HaMikdash, send him out, that's mitzvah aseh, it came before it says, don't go into the Mikdash Tameh. But based on the way I explained it to you earlier, what is Pshat Aseh comes first? That you could do the Aseh without transgressing the Lot Aseh. That doesn't apply in this case. You can't send him out unless he went in. The only way to do the Aseh of sending the guy out is he had to go in first.
Correct.
So therefore, it's really Lot Aseh is first. Mm-hmm. Don't go in. And if you went in, throw him out. So that's a leaven attack again. So how is the Gemara calling this case over here? The aseh is coming first. Again, chronologically in the pesukim, it's coming first. But in the mechanics of it, it doesn't work. You can't get kicked out unless you went in first. So the lot aseh has got to be first. The aseh fixes it. This is the question of the tba. The tba answers over here a few answers. One of the answers over here is like this. Sometimes the aseh will come first. How? The guy entered and he was tahor, and he became when he was tahor, he got tameh inside he got tameh. Oh, so now already the getting out comes first. The getting out comes first. Shenitchayev miyad ba'aseh shishloch tameim natzet min ha'mikdash ve'eno over alav ad hazman shenishtahe sham. So therefore, that can be the case that the aseh comes first. Where he's in the Beit HaMikdash already, then he got tameh. So now already we tell him, get out. Because if you don't get out, you're going to get the lo ta'aseh by staying in the Beit HaMikdash when you are tameh. So that can be one way to learn that comes first also. Okay. In any event, comes the Gemara and says, so basically, Rabbi Yochanan, you were right. What did you retract for? Right. You got a nice source over here. The aseh comes before the lo ta'aseh, and you got the Mishnah that says you get the Malkut. So everything's fine. The Gemara asks, Ela maitama kahadarbe. Why did he retract, Rabbi Yochanan? So Gemara says, Mishum de kasha le ones. He had a kasha from the case of ones. Ones is the case of somebody that rapes a betula. Rashi, please. De kasha le ones. Na'ara betula. Ashkechan ba lo ta'aseh kedamo aseh. It's another case where you have the aseh that comes first, followed by the lo ta'aseh. Why? Dichtiv velo tihye li'isha. First it says the ones, the me'anes, has to marry her. This is velo, lamed vav. Velo tihye li'isha. That's what aseh. He has to marry her. Lo yuchal l'shaliha. And then it says what? If he marries her,
no divorce.
Don't send her out. You can't send her out.
V'tanya ala sheyikayem et ha'aseh im girsha v'yachzerenna v'yiftor.
Which means, this applies that if he married her, let's say, and got divorced, the Torah says you have to remarry her. Not only you have to marry her, if you got married and then you got divorced, if he's not a Kohen, the Torah says go back and marry her.
V'alma lab shenitak la'aseh hashivle. Alma, we're talking about this case over here is a lav and itak.
That's because this case over here is no malkut. There's no malkut over here. So, and how are we comparing it? We're going to call this case over here a lav and itak. Why is it lav and itak? You did the lav. You divorced her. Lo yuchal shaliha. You got rid of her. So what does the Torah say? Lo yuchal shaliha. Velo tiyeh li'isha. You fixed that by?
Being married.
Oh, so that's a case technically where we're going to call it a lav and itak. Even though seemingly what's coming first, the aseh, chronologically the aseh comes first. First you say get married, that's the aseh. Now you can do the aseh without transgressing the lot aseh. Oh, you're right, if you did the lot aseh after, which means you got married, you got divorced, and you transgressed the lot aseh, then Torah says you gotta remarry again. But technically this case should be according to the way we learned earlier, an aseh first, but we don't consider it like that. Ela must be, we consider it like a lav and itak. You know, Gemara good. Gemara will explain this right now. Gemara says, "Mishum dekachle ones." Netanya, ones shigirish. A guy was anes nara betula, and after that he married her. Like he fulfilled the mitzvah, lo tiel isha. He married her, no problem. And then after he divorced her, and then while he was over on the lav of lo yuchal shalicha. So it says, "Im Yisrael, if he is indeed Yisrael, mahzir ve'no loke." Clearly, let him take her back. And he doesn't get malkut.
Right.
Okay. Im kohenu loke. But a Kohen gets malkut because he cannot take her back, because he cannot take away a divorce. Now, Gemara says loke ve'eno mazir. Okay, he likes malkut and he cannot take her back. Gemara says im Yisrael u'mazir ve'eno loke. What do you mean? If he's Yisrael, why doesn't he get malkut? Ve'amai lo ta'aseh shekedamo asehu. In this case, the aseh came first, which is first it says ve'lo tiyeh li'isha. First you have the aseh, and then you have the lo ta'aseh ve'lilki. You should get malkut.
He can't send her without the aseh. He can't even send her out.
Good. So therefore, it's more of a reason. So therefore, first you gotta do the aseh. The aseh doesn't have to be fulfilled by doing the lot aseh. First, get married. So this is a classical case of aseh first, and then a lot. And still, what does it say? He doesn't get malkut. That's why the Rabbi Hanan retracted. When he saw this case of ones, he said, "Oh, look at this! I got a case in front of me over here where the aseh is coming first. Marry her." And then it's then what? And then the lo ta'aseh comes. So the aseh comes before first. The velo tiyeh li'isha lo yuchal shaliha. Chronologically, it's first also. So therefore, he said he retracts. So comes the Gemara and says Amar Ula. So Ula comes along and says, you know what? I could say this is no proof. I could say that Rabbi Yohanan's first statement was right. That really an aseh that comes before a lo ta'aseh, I'll say you get malkut. Ah, you're worried about ones. I'll answer you on this case. Gemara says, Amar Ula. Ula comes along and says like this. Lo ye'amer, lo tiyeh li'isha be'onesh. You know what? Why does he even have to say ve'lo tiyeh li'isha by the onesh case? Why does he have to instruct the guy, marry her? Don't even tell me, and I'll know you have to do it. Automatically, how? Ve'ligma me'motzi shemra. I learned it from a motzi shemra. What's a motzi shemra? That's a guy that he spreads a rumor about his wife, that she was zinta, that she went with somebody else,
right.
And then we found out that what? Shaker. So what does the Torah say by Moshe Shemra? Same thing. Veloti Elisha. He must marry her and cannot send her. So why did you have to even tell us by an onus? I could learn the law that you have to marry her from Moshe Shemra, and I'll say the following logic: Uma Moshe Shemra shelo asa maase. Moshe Shemra is only words. He didn't do an action. He just libeled her verbally. And what does it say? Amar Achmanah Veloti Elisha. And the Torah says what? Yes, velotiye. He has to marry her. Vlamidva. Velotiye Elisha. Ones. Which means what? He has to stay married. Ones. Local chicken.
He did something.
Ones, where he did something. Well, the Muslim is going to force him to marry. Lama ne'emat. So why did it have to say it by onus? L'cha'ora, we could have learned it from Motzi Shemra. Ah, so we work with this. Im enu inyan lefanav. If it's not referring to before the Girushin. So, because I can learn before the Girushin, which means I can learn before they ever got divorced, I can learn that from Motzi Shemra. That what? You honest lady? Marry her. How do I know that? From Motzi Shemra. So why does it say Veloti Elisha by onus? That's superfluous. Allah's coming to teach me. If you got divorced, after the divorce, Veloti Elisha, you have an obligation to marry her. Tenau enyan laharav shim gidesh yahzir, and therefore Veloti Elisha, in this case, over that's written in order, is not to teach me that you should marry her right away. That already I know from onus. I don't need it for that. And the Veloti Elisha is talking about what? It's talking about a case where he divorced her first, which means he did the lotase. Right? And then it's telling me, you did the lotase, fix it. How do you fix it? Marry her. So it's a regular love and itak. It's a regular love and itak. That's why you don't get malkut. Which is you, Rabbi Yohanan, you learned this case as a case where the ase came before the lotase. And therefore he retracted. What'd you learn like that for? I'll tell you, when the Torah says Veloti Eli Isha, it's not talking about marry her. I know you have to marry her. Of course you have to marry her. I know from Motzi Shemra. Right. You know what Veloti Eli Isha means? After you divorced her and you did the Lot Taaseh, remarry her. That's what the Veloti Eli Isha is. Oh, and that's a case of what? You did the Lot Taaseh. You fixed it by doing the Aseh. It's classic case of Lav Shenita Klaaseh. Sa'ulah says, hey Rabbi Yohanan, when did you get scared from the honest case for? The honest case is no problem for you. You run into problems because you learned the honest cases where the aseh comes before the lot aseh. So I said, look, before the lot aseh, because what does the Torah say? Torah says divorce, marry, and then what? No, you can't shalom, you cannot divorce. Oh, so you see the aseh comes before the lot aseh. No, that's not the case. We don't need a pasuk of lo yuchal shalecha for getting married. Then I know from Motzi Shemra, the pasuk is coming to teach me lo yuchal v'lo tiyel isha. After you divorced her. That means you did the Lot Taaseh first. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. You transgressed. You know what? Fix it. That's love and itak. Love and itak and no kina love. That's good. Okay, but I said, wait. Not so fast. Mm-hmm. Is it so pashut that you can learn honest from Motzi Shemra? Are the two cases parallel? When you want to learn one from the other, they have to be similar. Once you find one is more strict, one's more lenient, you can't learn from one another. Gemara says, Ve'akate, honest, memotzi shemra, lo gamar. You can't learn. Dika lemefrach, ma lemotzi shemra, sheken lo ke'o mishalem. Motzi shemra is a tremendous chumra. The chumra is number one. The Torah says he gets malkut. The guy who slandered his wife. And he also has to pay a knas, 100 kesef. And therefore, I could come along and say, maybe that's why he has to divorce. The Torah says he cannot divorce his wife. However, maybe by onus, who says that he has to marry her? Which means you're telling me you learn it from Motzi Shemra. That just like a Motzi Shemra has to marry her, so too an onus has to marry her. Who said? Don't take that for granted. You say, I don't need to know that he has to marry. For sure he has to marry her. That's what Motzi Shemra. Why is it for sure? I think maybe one will see Shema that you see this chumrot on it. He has to get malkut. He has to pay. Maybe that's what it tells Mahmid that he has to marry. But who says by honest you have to marry? Maybe without the pasuk being written, I would not tell you you have to marry. So maybe the pasuk is just coming to tell me that Veloti Elisha, to tell me the hadush, he has to marry. Because without that pasuk, before you start to say, oh, that's extra, so I'm learning it for after. Oh, it's not extra. I need that pasuk to tell me even the first marriage that he has to marry her. And I can't learn that from Motzi Shemra. Because Motzi Shemra is a chumrot. And therefore, we're back to the question, which means, you, Ula, get Ula's point. Ula is trying to say, Rabbi Hanan is right. Honest is not a case of aseh and then a lot aseh. It's a case of a regular love and itak. It's a regular case of love and itak, la'aseh, she'en no kina love. That's Ula's trying to defend Rabbi Hanan's original position. Rabbi Hanan's original position was what? That when you have an aseh first, and then a lot aseh, you get malkut. And Rabbi Hanan got scared from the case of Onis. Ula comes and says, don't be scared from the case of Onis. Onis is not a case of Aseh before the Lot Aseh. It's a love and itak. It's a Lot Aseh and then followed by an Aseh. So he tried to learn it from over here, but the Gemara rejects it. So Gemara says, okay, I'll give you another way of learning. Ela, so Ula's still talking. Lo ya'ame lot yel isha b'motzi shemra. Go the other way. Don't say lot yel isha by Motzi Shemra. By Motzi Shemra, it says, the guy slanders his wife, he has to marry. How am I going to know if you don't say it? V'ligmar me'onis. Learn it reverse now. Learn motzi shemra from onis. Ma onis. She'en olokem mishalem. Onis is lenient. There's no malkut. There's no en olokem mishalem, which means, I'm sorry, he gets
no double punishment.
Right? He has to pay kenas, the onis. But he doesn't get malkut. Amar Ahman, and still v'lo te'elisha, and still it says he has to marry her. Motzi shemra. Lo kol sheken. Motzi shemra olam also. If by onis, which is more lenient than motzi shemra, by onis he only has to pay money, and still you tell me he has to marry her. So by motzi shemra, of course. So v'lam ne'emar. So then why did I have to say by motzi shemra that he has to marry her? I know that from onis. Imenu onyan motzi shemra. Tenau onyan onis. Good. If it does not have an application by motzi shemra, because I know that already from onis. Learn that lo te'elisha to another case of onis. I know the Fanav already, because the Fanav is written by Onis. Tenau l'enyan l'harav. Wow. And therefore what? From, look how you're learning. It says by Motzi Shemra Veloti Elisha. I don't need that pasuk. I learned it from Onis. But it says Veloti Elisha by Motzi Shemra. Okay, well, it has no application. Because I know already that from Onis. If by Onis Loti Elisha, certainly by Motzi Shemra Loti Elisha. Ela must be Loti Elisha is coming to teach me something else. Teaching me acharav by onis. To teach me what? That lo te'elisha when, if a person raped a girl. Torah says, you gotta marry her. He married her, he got divorced. Mm-hmm. Now the Torah is saying, lo te'elisha. But you gotta go back. That's lav nitak. So therefore, again, well, that's good.
I feel like for Motzi Shemra, it's separate, no?
That's true. Oh, wait, the Gemara's gonna say now. Gemara says, Motzi Shemra, onis lo gamar. What are you talking? You can't learn onis from Motzi Shemra. Why? Tikhal mefrach. I can break that also. Hey, onis is more strict in the fact that he did an action. So maybe that's why the Torah says he has to marry her. Just because he has to marry her by onis, who told you that you marry by Motzi Shemra? They're not equal. So just like you can't learn Motzi Shemra from onis, you can't learn onis from Motzi Shemra. You can't learn both ways. So Gemara says, Ela. Gemara says like this. Again, Ula is pressing the point. Onis is not a problem for the Yohanan. He's trying to just get clarity. He's trying to make Onis case a lavani tak. That's all he's trying to do. In any which way he can make it a lavani tak, well, he's it's like a puzzle. He's trying to put the aseh after the lotaseh. So he's trying to create, and how do you put the aseh after the lotaseh? That you have to say he got divorced, and then the Torah saying fix it. Right? That's he's got to position it like that. So Gemara says, Ela, lo ya'amir lo tiye li'isha b'motzi shemra. Shari ishtohi. Somebody mentioned this. You don't have to say viloti eli isha by motzi shemra, because it's his wife already. Viloti eli isha. They're married. What do you got to say? He should take her as a wife. They're married already. V'lamin emar. What are you saying at all? Imenu anyan motzi shemra. Tenau anyan leonis. So put it to onis. I don't need to buy onis. Onis it says viloti eli isha also. Imenu anyan lefanav. Tenau anyan laharav. And therefore put it laharav. Therefore, I'm learning it now, not from like a mamatzinu. I'm learning over here that I have extra words. I have extra words. It says in the pasuk by Motzi Shemra, take her. Take her. She's taken already. We'll take her. So this has no application. So you know what? We're going to apply to Onis. I don't need, but Onis also says Loti Elisha. But Loti Elisha by Onis is Lefanav, meaning initially. So it must be the extra Loti Elisha by Motzi Shemra is coming to tell me the Hadush of Onis that even if he divorced her, he still has to take her. And therefore what? Must be it's a Lav Ani Tak Le'aseh.
What do they learn from Motzi Shemra the Harav?
Look at Rashi.
And Onis is a Ma'aseh.
Continue. The Ema comes to Gemara and says, once you're doing that, say like this: V'im eno enyan lefanav de motzi shemra, tenau enyan leaharav dide delo lakeh. Before you jump to onis, you had extra words by motzi shemra, so you jump to onis leaharav. Oh, before you jump to onis leaharav, learn it by motzi shemra leaharav. Stay by motzi shemra leaharav, and say what? The guy's got a taker. Okay, I don't need it for taking. We don't have to take. He's taking it right. It means if she got divorced, if he got rid of her, take her back. Why'd you jump to onis for? You could have made an application by Motzi Shemra, did you? And I learned it's a lavani tak, and therefore you don't get malkut. You're right. I don't argue with you. The first application of the by Motzi Shemra, Ve'ati Ores V'Gamar Mine. And then, once I learn it by Motzi Shemra, I connect Ones to it. I learn Ones from Motzi Shemra. What do you mean? How can you learn Ones from Motzi Shemra? We're back to the old questions. The Gemara says, Bema Gemar Mine. How are you going to learn Ones from Motzi Shemra? I Be'Kal V'Homer. I Be'ma Matzinu. Either you can learn it from a Kal V'Homer. What's the Kal V'Homer? I'm going to tell you a Kal V'Homer. If by Motzi Shemra. What's the Kal V'Homer? Ma Motzi Shemra. Sheloke U'Meshalem. Right, you have chumrot by Motzi Shemra. You get malkut and you meshalem. Eno loke al gerusha isha. You're not going to get malkut if he divorces her. Kal v'chomer on ones if he divorces her, you won't get malkut because we're not going to harav now. Again, Motzi Shemra we said harav. So I'll make a kal v'chomer to ones. How I make a kal v'chomer was if you tell me by we have so much chumrot by Motzi Shemra. Loke u'meshalem and still the Torah is telling me if he divorced her and took her back, no malkut. By honest, but we're not so strict. Well, the most of you divorced her, for sure you're not going to get makut. Either that's one way of learning, or I can learn with a mamatzinu. Mamatzinu means, just like I see by Motzi Shemra a certain pattern, and I have a similar case by honest, so I can connect the cases. What else is not going to work? The reason why I can tell you don't get malkut when he retakes her is because he didn't do an action. But who told you by honest where he did an action? Maybe it's more strict. Maybe after he divorces her and he takes her, he'll get malkut. Then we have no ra'ayah from Motzi Shemra to the law of Acharav by honest because Motzi Shemra is more lenient. Because Motzi Shemra is only a dibur. And that's why maybe you don't get malkut after the situation. But you have no ra'ayah that Acharav by honest you're not going to get malkut. If it's not written explicitly, you have problems. Because then you're learning from somewhere else. Who told you can learn this deen from somewhere else? I could say that somewhere else is different. So again, the Gemara is saying over here, Ula tried to save Rabbi Yochanan's initial halakha. Rabbi Yochanan came along in today's Gemara and said, you know what? You got an aseh first, then you got a lot aseh, you're getting malkut. Rabbi, did you say such a thing? I never said it. He backed out. Why? Because he found the case of Sarua, the Zav case, Bishal Lichum and Amahaneh. Yeah, okay, fine. So, Ula came, what are you talking about? You're good, Rabbi Yochanan. Honest supports your original statement over there. You got, chronological. Torah says, number one, take her. That's it. And what? Don't send her out. Okay, perfect. If Aseh, and it's followed by a Lot Aseh. Oh, good. So that was Ulad's. That was the Yochanan's problem. Sorry, the Yochanan said, "I have Ones. The Ones case is Aseh, and it's a lot Aseh, and you don't get Malkut." Ulad said, "What are you worried about? That's not Aseh first, and a lot Aseh. That's a case of Lavanitak. It's the lot Aseh first, and then the Aseh. How are we gonna make it? So my way, he got divorced already. He did the lot Aseh, and that's what I'm saying." Fix it back, so therefore that's why you don't get malkut. Nothing to do with your situation, Rabbi Yochanan. It's a lavanitak. So comes the Gemara and says, oh, so the Gemara accepts this over here, and that goes back from the case of Ones. Oh, the Gemara says a big hadush over here. Gemara says a big hadush. Gemara accepts all these questions now.
Right now we're still with Rabbi Yochanan. No
yes,
question.
yes. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, how are we going to learn the case of Ones? We have a problem with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, you said you get Malkut, but from the case of Ones, it sounds like you don't get Malkut, and the Chaurah, the case of Ones, is the Aseh comes before the Lot Aseh, and all the ways Ula tried to say not like that will get knocked out, and therefore we go back to the simple case. Ones is, number one, marry, that's Aseh, and then what? Don't send. So that's Aseh, and then the Lot Aseh, and you don't get Malkut in this case. Oh, so therefore, this is Aseh first, and then Lot Aseh. Exactly. So comes the Gemara and says, so that's why, because he saw the case of Ones of Yohanan, so he backed out, right? That's why, because he saw the case of Ones. So the Gemara says, no. Ones should not be a problem for Yohanan. Rabbi Yochanan's original statement. Why? Elama Rava Kol Yamav is the key. Be'amod ve'ahazir. The pasuk says like this: Lo yuchal shalecha Kol Yamav. It doesn't just say Lo yuchal shalecha. If it would have just said lo yichal shalecha means, if it wouldn't have said kol yamav, if it would have just said lo yichal shalecha period means, marry her, you can't send her. That means first you have the aseh, marry her, and then you have a lot aseh, don't. But it doesn't say that. It says kol yamav. The fact that it says kol yamav, it's coming to say that this aseh is a recurring aseh. That every moment you have a mitzvah, that you have to lo yuchal shalecha. This mitzvah is recurring. Lo yuchal shalecha kol yamav. And therefore, let's say he marries her. Okay, he marries her. He did aseh. And then what? He divorces her. Okay, he divorces her.
So he knows very well from day one he's not allowed to divorce.
Correct. It's assumed to do that.
He did. So why are you going to divorce and come back and make the Shabbat come out?
Make the Shabbat. It's about the Shabbat. That can happen. It's a hypothetical. So now, what is the Pasuk teaching me over here? Pasuk is saying like this. Kol Yamav Amod Vahazir. That's saying that what? Kol Yamav is extra to teach me that even if he got divorced, you have to take her back. So the pasuk is saying like this: Lo tiye b'shiluchei b'gerushia kol yamav ela yachzirina, which means you're not allowed to stay divorced your whole life. Ela what? You have to go back. So that's an aseh. When it says lo yuchal shalecha kol yamav, that's as if it's saying amod v'achzir, go back and marry her after gerushin, and therefore the lav shel gerushin is nitak la'aseh. Again, and if we don't get malkut, it's not a lav that the aseh came. We thought the case was talking about aseh and then a lot aseh. Aseh came first, and then a lot aseh. It's not so. This derasha that says lo yuchal shalecha kol yamav, we thought that's a lot aseh, but it's not. Lo yuchal shalecha means what? Don't send her. Kol yamav meaning you have a mitzvah to take her back. So therefore, you have a mitzvah to take her back. So if you divorced her, you divorced her, you did the lot aseh. Kol yamav says, take her back. So therefore it's a lav itak. You have a lot aseh, you divorced her, and then he take her. Kol yamav. So the fact that it says kol yamav turns this lot aseh also into like to a recurring aseh. Kol yamav, you have an obligation to take her back, which means you're not allowed to keep her in a stage of shiluah. You're not allowed to keep her in a stage of being sent out. How do you fix that? You take her back.
If she divorces him,
That's another story.
And then what if she marries somebody else?
That's another story. Before we get into the cases. Wait. So therefore, this is a case of what lavin itak, meaning don't divorce. Lo yuchal shalecha. Okay, he went the divorce stuff. Committed the aseh. When it says velo tiyeh liisha, that's of course get married. No problem. He has to get married. But let's say he got divorced. So they did the lo taaseh. So the Torah is coming to say you did the lo taaseh. You have an obligation to constantly fix it. You got divorced again? Fix it again. Which means you always have a way to fix it. Amod ve'azeh. Look at that she. That she says, El amarava. Look at that she before the lines get wide. That she writes, El amarava. Ha detanya be'ones mahzir ve'en oloke. That would have said that mahzir, take her back and you don't get malkut. Ta'ma mishub da'al korhak lav shinitak la'aseh. It's definitely a lav shinitak. Da'amar kira kol yamav. It says kol yamav. Lo aval el mechtav ila lo yuchal shalecha. That's all I have to say. My kol yamav. This means kol yamav. Hakik amar lo te b'shiluchaya kol yamav. She should not remain sent out her whole life. Ela yazirena. Kiloma val korach amod v'azir kamar. Go back and remarry her. V'hakik amar. Now we read it. Ve'lo tiye li'isha im shalcha. Which means she should be your wife if you sent her out. Velot Yelisha, she should be your wife again if you sent her out. Shelo yu shiluchaya lechol yamav. That's right. If you divorced her, remarry her. So it's a lav v'nitak la'aseh. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan, you don't got to be worried about this case. This is not a case of where the lot aseh is first. It's the lot aseh. Gemara says, "V'chein ki atar Rabbi Yehonavim came to Israel to Babel. Amar Rabbi Yochanan kol yamav amod v'arzeh. Beautiful kol yamav amod v'arzeh, and therefore it's a case of a love and itak. And the Torah is telling us such a thing. Gemara says, "Amar le Rappa l'Rabba. Let's wait. Have a problem. V'alodami lave le'lav dehasima. The classic lo ta'aseh. The paradigm lo ta'aseh in the Torah is lo ta'asom shor b'disho. Not to muzzle."
an animal while it's an ox when it is threshing. And that's what we learn all Malkut. It always has to be domed to lav de hasima. It has to be similar to this lav of hasima. That why, just like on lot asum should be disho, you get Malkut. So all types of lot ases that are similar. Now, this lot asum should be disho, there's no aseh in the lot aseh. Just lot asum. There's no aseh. Correct? It's just a regular lot aseh. And therefore, this lab over here has an aseh. It's not domet hasima. And therefore, how do you know that there's going to be Malkut over here? Look at Rashi. Second word line. Veha lo damela veha damar Rabbi Yohanan. Lo tas, she can also say, lokin alav. In his initial statement. Originally, Rabbi Yohanan, in his first statement, before he retracted, he said what? If the aseh comes first, and then the lo taseh comes, you get Malkut. Right? Gemara says, not domain to lo tasum. The classical case of Malkut is only where you have a lav, not with an aseh attached to it. So how did you say initially, if you have an aseh and a lot aseh, you get Malkut? The classical case of aseh is a Malkut is just a lav alone. So Gemara says, what? Makes it worse? Hamar le, mishum de kata berachmana aseh yitera migra gara. Well, just because you have an aseh added to the lot aseh, it should be less? It makes it worse that you shouldn't get Malkut? Gemara says, iacheh, lav shenitak la'aseh nameh lema mishum dekatab berachmana aseh yitera migra gara. So Gemara says, oh yeah, according to you, then a lav nitak also we should say should get Malkut. Because just because it has an aseh, it should be less? I mean, just like you answer me back, well, just because the aseh came first and there's a lot of aseh, why shouldn't it get Malkut? The aseh should make it worse. Okay, good. So then a lav nitak. You also have an aseh, so why should it make it worse? Gemara says, come on, there's a big difference. Amar le, ha'hu le natuke lavu de'ata. Big difference. When the lot ta'aseh, when the aseh comes after the lot ta'aseh, it fixes the lot ta'aseh. That's the punishment. So therefore, you can't ask me in that case, why should you get Malkut? I understand why, when you did a lot ta'aseh, you fixed it by doing ta'aseh. Good, slavani tak. That's where I'm going to go. But in this case over here, just because there's an aseh and a lot ta'aseh in one item, that's the reason you shouldn't get Malkut? You ask questions. Yeah, it's not to meet lot ta'asum. Lot ta'asum is a lav alone. Okay, so it's a lav alone. So this is a lav with an aseh also. So because it has an extra commandment, so that should make it less? No. So therefore, they tried to knock Rabbi Yohanan out from the fact that it's not domet to lot ta'asum, but they were not able to do that. Okay, so basically at this point in the Gemara, let's review. You had Rabbi Yohanan before the Chazara. He said what? Aseh comes first, and then the lot ta'aseh, you get Malkut. What happened after that? He retracted. They told Rabbi, did you say this? I didn't say it. What do you mean you didn't say it? You said it. And you have good reason to say it. He says, no, I didn't say it because I saw the story of Ones. And the story of Ones is a case of Aseh, and then a lot ta'aseh, and he says, you don't get Malkut over there, so therefore I backed out. Rabbi says, no, it's not so. It's not so. The case over there of Ones really is a lavani tak. You don't have to get scared from that case over there. It's a lavani tak la'aseh, as if the Torah is coming to say, amod ve'azir. That if you get divorced, you did the lot ta'aseh, amod ve'azir. Take her back. Fix it. So that's why you don't get Malkut in that case. Nothing to do with the case of aseh before lot ta'aseh. Oh. So comes the Gemara, and then came along and said, okay, good. So you, just another question. You say you get Malkut, but it's not the way that lot ta'aseh. It shouldn't be worse. So this has an aseh and a lot aseh. So you say no Malkut? Yeah. By lavani tak, you say there's an aseh and lot aseh, and we don't get Malkut. That's different because there the aseh fixed the lot aseh. Here you have two isurim. You have an aseh and a lot aseh. Why shouldn't you get Malkut? Good. Now the Gemara comes along and says, we're going back to this subject over here. Is a very, very famous sugya, bitlo, velo, bitlo, kimo, velo, kimo. A basic way of understanding it. You told me before in the Gemara, guy gets divorced from the Anusa. He shouldn't have done that. So he shouldn't get divorced. He did a lot, I'll say. So what do we say? Amod ve'azir. Take her back. So that's what? That's a lav nitak. The aseh fixes the lot aseh. Okay, good. And then for what?
No.
No Malkut. Now, he transgressed the lot aseh, the guy, correct? The aseh, technically what? What did it do? It undid the lot aseh, correct? Now, no Malkut. Why?
because you did the lot ta'aseh, but it's fixable still. You didn't mevatel it conclusively, which means I can now re-ash it. I can refix it by what? Doing the aseh. So as long as you did a lot ta'aseh that's fixable, that's repairable, you're not going to get malkut. When are you going to get malkut? When you do a lot ta'aseh that it's irreparable, you cannot fix it by the aseh. What would be a case in this case over here? Let's say a guy divorces this anusa and he makes a nedir. I swear, nedir, kunam alay, I'll never marry this girl again. And he makes a nedir in such a way where there's no hafara. He cannot get out of it. So now already, this lot ta'aseh, you mevatel now, which means you mevatel the ability to repair it. Now you can't take it back. In that case, I'm going to say you get malkut, because that's already you mevatel. But so long as you weren't mevatel yet, I'm going to say what? There's a way to fix it. But that's one way of learning. Okay, that's called bitlo velo bitlo. Let's read that in Nashi for a second. I know we didn't read it. So I want you to read Hakdamot. You read Hakdamot first. Look at Nashi. Hanichal, can we read Nashi? Oh, this is good. This kind of amod v'achzor. Take her back. So as long as you can take her back, no malkut. That's all good according to the opinion that says what? Leman detani betelo velo betelo. According to the opinion that says betelo, if you mevatel it, you will get malkut. Lo betelo, you won't get malkut. Leman demar detani kiyemo velo kiyemo ma'ikalam. There's another shita that says kiyemo. I'll explain to you what kiyemo means in a second. I want to read betelo in that sheet first. Had de amart. Here's the key. Kol yamav be'amod ve'azer ka'e asiyato lav shenitak le'aseh. You gave him time to fix the aseh his whole life. There's no time limit. Which means, he gets divorced, yeah? How long can he remarry her? What's his time limit? 50 years later. He has that option to fix it. There's no time. We don't say you have to do it within 10 seconds. He has as long as he wants. Kol yamav. Udbarecha hadetanya ma'zir ve'eno loke le'olam kamar. Exactly, it's forever. As long as he goes to bed, they take him to bed deed. Hey fella, you did a avon over here. You didn't, you divorced your wife. What is he going to tell the bed deed? I'm planning on taking her back. What's bed deed going to say? Have a good day, walk out. You're planning on taking her back, we can't bother you. In bed deed malkinoto. Bed deed cannot beat him up because he says he'll fix it. That only works, that shita, what we just said. Leman damar lekamar belav enitak la'aseh, bitel et ha'aseh. Hayav al alav. Only when he's mevatel his ability to do the aseh, then he gets malkut on the lav. Lo bitel et aseh, but if he didn't mevatel his ability to do the aseh, patur. Shehalav talui bibitul aseh. Ve'enu nigmar ad shibatel ta'aseh biyadayim. Which means the lav is not complete until you took your ability to fix it away off the table. But as long as you have an ability to fix it, it's as if your lav is not yet a complete. In the sense that what? You will not be getting malkut. Bitul olam. Which is, unless you did it bitul olam. Shelo litkayem od. Ika lememar kol yamav yesh lo takara b'chazara. Shemem betel ta'aseh lemken madira. Like I said, he made a neder against her. Shelo tehanem memenu neder she'en lo hafara. Okay, in that case over there where the guy says, I divorced her and I will never have an av this lady. Okay, you mevatel ta'aseh now. Now, what will Betin do? Which means, Betin takes the guy into the court. What did you do? I divorced my anusa. You divorced your anusa? You know that's a lot ta'aseh? Give him malkut. So one of the judges stands up and says, No. Rabotai, it's a lavni tak. He could fix it. He could marry her back. Oh, mehala, you're right. The guy gets up. No, judge. I cannot marry her back. I will never marry her back. I made a neder, kunam. I will never have an a'ah. Oh, this guy has no aseh anymore. He was mevatel ta'aseh. What does the judge say? Beat him up. Give him malkut. Good. So, according to the shita, betelo velo beto, that's the way it works in lav nitak. Everything we said makes fine sense. However, ela leman detani kiyem et ta'aseh patur lo kimo hayav. There's another shita that's not so flexible. Kiyemo velo kiyemo. You don't get your whole life. You have immediate action. You divorced her. Torah says what? Take her back. You don't take her back miyad. What is Betin going to do to the guy? Malkut. Which means it's not until you mevatel the aseh. It's immediate. You have to be mekayem it. Once you say you're not going to mekayem it immediately, boom, there's malkut on the spot. So it's all dependent on what? Kiyemo velo kiyemo. Meaning, kiyemo, you fulfilled the aseh, no malkut. Lo kiyemo, you didn't fulfill the aseh, boom, malkut. No, wait, Rashi. She'aseh tikuno shelavu. She's the aseh fixes the lav. Ve'en alav talul bibitu la'aseh. The lav is not dependent on fixing it by the aseh. When you did the lav, already the lav is done. Which is your lav is finished. You did the lav. I'm sorry, you did a lav over here. Now you have a way to undo the malkut. I can get you off to the malkut. How can I get you off to the malkut? By doing a aseh. Or yikayem aseh. That's the only option. V'yipater or yilke, because what the lotus is finished. It's not like we learn bitno v'lo bitno. That means what the lotus is pending until it's off the table. No. The lotus is finished. You're hayav. So give me malkut. We'll give you one option. You want to fix this over here? I can marry her right now. Marry her right now. You won't get malkut. You don't marry her right now. Goodbye. You did the lotus. Your lotus is over. Now according to this opinion, here's the key line of Rashi. You don't have that shita. His whole life he can take her back. That's so. You have 3 minutes in bedin to make a decision. So therefore, according to the opinion that learned, kol yamav v'amod v'azer, only is good according to the opinion that says it's based on betelo v'lo betelo. But according to the opinion that says kiyemo v'lo kiyemo, there's no amod v'azer. He comes to bedin. Bedin says, here are your options right now on the table. Either take her back today, or you don't take her back. Boom, we're giving you malkut on the spot. So therefore, you don't have the amod ve'azir sevara to turn into a lav and itak according to the man that says kiyemo ve'lo kiyemo. So comes again, what says again. Let's read it inside now. Two lines at the bottom. This amod ve'azir works good according to the man that says betelo ve'betelo. And the man that says kiyemo ve'lo kiyemo, ma'ike de'emar. So the Gemara says, wait. Who are we trying to say all this in? We were trying to say this in Rabbi Yohanan. All this Torah that we're saying in this whole Gemara is to solve Rabbi Yohanan. Why? Because Rabbi Yohanan is the one that told us, again, you have an aseh first, and then a lot aseh, you get malkut. So we fixed the case of onus for him, and we turned that into a lav and itak, so there will be no question on Rabbi Yohanan. So the Gemara says, Midehu ta'ama el Rabbi Yohanan. This is all for Rabbi Yohanan. Ha'amal Rabbi Yohanan Tana. Tini betelo hayav velo betelo patur. Rabbi Yohanan is a shita that holds betelo velo betelo. So you no problem. What are you making trouble for? Oh, but according to the man says kiyemo, you have a problem. Leave the man the mar kiyemo. We're in Rabbi Yohanan now, and we know Rabbi Yohanan. He's the one that when they were reviewing this braita, he's the one that said, make sure you learn in the braita betelo velo betelo, because you're going to see now. We're going to read the braita. It takes 2 seconds to learn this braita. The braita is a little vague. So Rabbi Hanan came and fixed the braita to tell us betelo v'betelo. But from the fact that Rabbi Hanan holds betelo v'betelo, it's consistent with the shita. It means like this. Let's clarify. Real Rabbi Hanan will say, you have an aseh and then a lot aseh, you get malkut. On this case, that's not an aseh and a lot aseh. That's a lavani tak. Why is it lavani tak? Because it's amod v'azir. Because you get divorced, Torah says, remarry her. So the lot aseh comes first, and it's fixed by the aseh. And that can only work according to the man that says what? You have an option your whole life to do it. That's why you're not going to get malkut. And guess what? If you have that opinion, it's a bit over. So if you have no problem, how do we know that? The Tani Tana Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Learned a bright Mishnah for Rabbi Yochanan. Kol mitzvat lo ta'ase sheyesh bakum ase. Good. It's like a lavani tak. Any lo ta'ase that has an ase following it, kiyem ase sheba patur. If you do the ase, you patur for malkut. Bitel ase sheba, but if you were mevatel the ase sheba, hayav. Now, very strange words here. Make up your mind here. You're starting off with the words kiyem, and then you tell me bitel. Those two words don't go together. You tell me. If you mekayem it immediately, you're patur. Then you say what? But if you mevatel it, you're hayav. What do you mean? Either it's kiyemo, velo kiyemo, or bitelo, betelo. It's not. Kiyemo ubetelo. The statement is contradictory, which is it should say kiyemo patur, lo kiyemo hayav, not lo betelo, ubetelo hayav, betelo hayav. And what I says,
Amale, my kamart. What is the statement over here? Kiyem patur, lo kiyem hayav. That would be good if it says that. Kiyem lo kiyem. Or bitel hayav, lo bitel patur. Or keep it in bitel, yeah, bitel, no. But don't start with the word kiyem and then end up with the word bitel. Here he says, you know something, Rabbi Yohanan said, you're right. Tini bitelo velo bitelo. Learn it consistent. Bitel velo bitel. Meaning, you mevatel da'ase, hayav malkut. Lo bitel da'ase, lo hayav, bitelo velo. Now, who's the opinion that argued Rabbi Yohanan? The Rish Lakish, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Omer, kiyemo velo koyemo. He says, no, change it to the kiyemo side. I'm not part of the Shakish. I don't have to work with the Shakish now. I have to work with Rabbi Yohanan because that's what I'm dealing with. And he owes B'telov. As we see the way he doctored up the Mishnah to make it B'telov and the to make it consistent. So he holds again. Let's review because we have to go one more line. Comes out, Rabbi Yohanan holds what? That really, so long as the Aseh is an option, this Lotas is incomplete. How can I give a guy a Malkut and Aseh, a Lotas that you didn't finish doing yet? When do you finish doing the Lotas that subject to Malkut? Once already, the aseh is not fulfillable anymore. How's that? Bitelo. Ech, neder. Like we gave a hypothetical. Okay, good. The Shekish says no. Shekish says, what are you talking about? Kiyemo velo kiyemo. Meaning, you did the lo ta'aseh, tekeyem et ta'aseh. Right now. Lo kiyam te ta'aseh. Not 5 years I'm going to do it. Betin gets you on the spot. You're willing to do it. I'm not marrying her now. I'm not interested in that. Boom. Malkut. Kiyemo velo kiyemo. Now, what is this machloket based on? This way of looking at the Lavani Tak, there's a deeper argument between the Shekish and Rabbi Yohanan. It has to do with Hatra'ah. There's a law that says before you give a guy any punishment, you have to be Matreim. You know, if you do this over here, you're going to be Hayav such a thing, you're going to be Hayav Sekilah, you're going to be Hayav whatever, Serifah, Malkut. Without Hatra'ah, you can't give any punishment. That's a law. Hatra'ah is necessary. There's a concept called Hatra'at Safek. Well, Hatra'at Safek. They gave him a warning. If you do this over here, you're going to get this. But let's say it's a type of warning where it's not necessarily guaranteed if he does it, he'll be Hayav. Mm-hmm. So then the Hatra'at, if you hold Hatra'at Safek is not a Hatra'at, so this guy was never warned. The warning is not considered a valid one. If you can never give him a punishment. But if you hold a hatra, even in a case where it's possible, if he does it, he's not going to be hayab. If you hold a hatra, tzafik is considered hatra, so then he can get. What does he got to do with our story? Gemara. What's the machlok of the Shekish Rabbi Yohanan? Batra tzafik kamepalge. Machlok is in the subject of hatra tzafik. Mor savar hatra tzafik sheme hatra. Mor savar hatra tzafik. Lo sheme atra'a. That's what we have to go to. Rashi. Rabbi Yohanan, first white line. Atra'a tzafek sheme atra'a. Vafagav de kol lo ta'ase shnitak la'ase ledbarav atra'a tzafeki. Exactly. Every lavani tak is atra'a tzafek, by the way. Why is atra'a tzafek? Because the guy can get off of it. When you gave the guy that, if you do this over here, back to the case of owners. Hey, fella, if you divorce your wife, you're going to get Malkut. That's so special. Possibly he can divorce his wife and not get the Malkut. But Rabbi Yohanan holds, it doesn't matter. Hatra'at safek shem hatra'ah. Sherik she'over al alav sarik latrot bo. V'hu amar she'gamar alav b'bitul ha'aseh talui. U'shematrin bo al tegare safeku. She'melo yibatul ta'aseh. Exactly. Maybe he'll never get it. Maybe he's not going to make a nidir against her. The only way he'll get Malkut in that case is what? If he makes a nidir against her, if he's mevatel, nadira, man'a, ushia dira vipadu kama delaki. Now, what did Rabbi Yohanan say? But if he did make a nidir against her, he'll get Malkut. Even though the hatra'ah at the time was safek. So Rabbi Yohanan, he holds hatra'ah safek, shem hatra'ah. Therefore, it's consistent with what he holds bitlov and lebitlo. That only, at the time they told him, don't do it, that's a safek. We don't know. Is he going to be high? Is he going to do it or not? 10 years later, he comes along and says, you know, I made a nidir, I'm not ever taking it back. Give the guy lashes on the spot. What do you mean? But at the time of the Hatra'ah, we didn't know if he was going to transgress. Doesn't matter. Let's see what's going to go. But according to the Shekish, he holds the Shekish Sabar. Hatra'ah tzafek lo sheme Hatra'ah. Hilkach, imaya gemar alav talubi bitula aseh, lo ya loke alav. Ela halav meshigidesh nigmar. ואבדה התראת ודאי, והעשה ניתן להיות תחת המלכות.
She's saying a lot. According to the Shlakish, what's the mechanics? She's saying what? Hatra'at safek is an hatra'at. It's got to be hatra'at vaday. Don't divorce. This lot ta'aseh is done. Once you give this hatra'at, it's not hatra'at safek. According to the Shlakish, hatra'at safek works. You got to give hatra'at on a vaday. Once you did the lot ta'aseh, you did a vaday isur that's really subject to malkut. Not hatra'at safek. Don't divorce. He divorced. He's guilty. Guilty, by the way, with malkut. When it comes to betin, they give him another option. Listen, yahayav malkut, or we'll give you another type of malkut. What's another type of malkut?
Maria.
But yahayav malkut. Yahayav either way. You got to fix this over here some way over here. So the hatra was hatra vaday. He can't afford to say over here bitlo velo bitlo, because according to that you'll never get the malkut, because it was mehatrat safek, and he was a hatrat safek is not good. So therefore, let's read it as here again. Hilkach im ayah gemara lav talu bebitul aseh. If he was not like Rabbi Hanan, that the gemara lav is talu bebitul aseh, lo ayah lo kei alav. Ela halav mishigiresh nigmar. That she says, it's finished. The lav is over. Ve'av yilatrat vaday. Ve'aseh nitan yo tahat ha-malkut. The malkut is, is another way of getting malkut. Ve'aseh. Ve'aseh betin o yekayim o yilkeh. Okay, very good. Stop over here, Nashi. We can start this on the next now. So that's why we have the machlokah of his review. Betovelo betlo, Rabbi Hanan, Kimo velo kimo is. It's fundamental in how we don't have any tech laaseh, and it's really based on how you're learning the hatra has to be done. If you hold hatra, it could be a safek, so you can afford to say betovelo betlo. But if you say there's no hatra safek, you can't afford to say betovelo betlo, because you'll never have hatra, you'll never get malkun in such a case. Elai masod, Kimo velo kimo, and therefore, you're over immediately, and then you get the options later on. Amen.